Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Yud Tes and Masechta Shavuos. Some of the topics we learned about include the Machlekes and Tumas Mikdash or Kedash regarding Hela Mikdash, whether one is liable for a carbon if he forgot only that this was Kachem or the Beis Hamikdash, but he did know that he was Tamei. The distinction in Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Kiva's sources for Ein Chayav al Hela Mikdash regarding Be'inan ad the Yoda, Ibisheretz itmi, Ibn Abayla itmi. Whether for Helam Tumah, the Yodiyah B'tchila must also include the specific source of Tumah that caused him to become Tameh. The Machlekes in the Brice is two cases regarding Shnei Shevilim, Echad Tameh v'Echad Tar. There were two roads. One was Tameh from a maze that was buried underneath, and the other was Tar, but it was not known which road was Tameh and which one was Tar. In one case, V'halach B'rishim Alei Nichnas B'Sheni B'Nichnas, a person first went on both roads, and afterward he entered the Beis HaMikdash. And in the second case, Halach Berisham and Nichnas, he's a Vishana Batoval of Achakar Halach Beshaini Benichnas. He went on one road and entered the Beis HaMikdash. He then purified himself with the Eifah Parah and then went on the second road and again entered the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanakama holds in both cases he is Chayiv. Shimon holds in the first case he is Chayiv, while in the second case he is Pater. While Reb Shimon ben Yehuda holds in both cases he is Pater. In the first case, they disagree in Mikdash Yediyah Kekol Yediyah, if one certainly became Tamei, but he knows only a partial Yediyah, whether this is considered a complete Yediyah B'tchila. And in the second case, they disagree in Asu Safik Yediyah Ki Yediyah, if one knows that he possibly became Tamei, whether this is considered a complete Yediyah B'tchila.